All right, joining us from the National Weather Service in Indianapolis is meteorologist Mike Ryan. Mike, we had a slick afternoon commute on Wednesday. There were quite a few crashes, quite a bit of snow that fell, and it looks like we're seeing some of that kind of linger over into the morning commute. We got some school delays, school closings. What should people know as they head out onto the roads today?
Well, certainly just allow for a little bit of extra time. We haven't had a lot of snow overnight, but we've had enough to maintain those slick spots on roadways. In general, places have received anywhere up to a couple of tenths of an inch. Just hasn't been a lot of snow, but enough to maintain the hazardous road conditions. The snow itself is beginning to diminish, and we suspect after daybreak it'll diminish to flurries. But the hazardous road conditions are probably going to linger in spots through the morning.
What do you think will happen after we get through daybreak? Are we looking at a pretty dry stretch here? What's kind of on tap for the immediate future?
Well, at this point, could still see some very light snow into the afternoon, flurries, not going to cause any additional impacts. And once we get past this afternoon, then we're expecting a short period of dry weather that should last through Friday night. We get into Saturday, we have another one of these quick-moving little systems that's going to track across the area, probably bring some light snow, maybe some very light accumulations. And then after that, we're going to go right into that bitterly cold stretch of weather we've been talking about for the last few days.
And so when does that start? Does that kind of start this weekend? And what kind of temperatures are we seeing with that? Like single digits?
Yeah, it's really, I expect the core of the cold is going to begin late Saturday, continue through Sunday, probably continue out into Monday before we start to see some improvements. As it stands now, the highs on Sunday are probably going to rival what we had last Sunday when we had the core of the coldest weather there, where we're talking single digits in northern parts of central Indiana, teens south of I-70 for highs. Lows both Saturday and Sunday morning are going to be down near zero across the area, probably some sub-zero lows, especially as you go north and west from Indianapolis. And then maybe the biggest impact is the wind chills. And at this point, we expect there to be an extended period again from Saturday night into Monday where we're largely below zero on wind chills, and that will peak on Sunday night, Monday morning, with the lowest wind chills probably around 20 below. So that's certainly something to think about and to consider for folks that are going to be out that may be traveling at that time, just to take some extra precautions, because this is going to be a really cold 36 hours or so.
All right, and it looks like, too, I know this isn't your guys' primary area of expertise, but it looks like the folks down south are getting hit with some pretty big winter weather right now. You're looking at places in, you know, southern Indiana like Pike and Gibson counties. I know we've talked about it a little bit before. It looks like there's an ice storm warning for folks down in southern Indiana. What should they be concerned about?
Well, it's thankfully in southern Indiana, they've just kind of caught the periphery of it. Really the worst of the conditions, at least in terms of icing, have been down in Kentucky, and that's been an issue where they're dealing with power outages because of ice load on power lines and trees, and just creating really difficult driving conditions down there and travel. And that's not going to improve a whole lot, even as precipitation wraps up there this morning, because temperatures just aren't going to get above freezing. So there's going to be a delay in improvements, especially you get down near and especially south of the river. So that's just, if anyone is traveling in that direction, that's something to certainly be aware of. You get down towards Louisville and points on to the south.
And then just about northern Indiana, they've seen some light snow this week, but what are they looking at?
They have. Their weather's going to be fairly similar to what we're expecting here. You know, when I talked about the snow chances on Saturday, that mainly looks like central and northern Indiana. They may see potential for a little bit more in the way of accumulation on Saturday, but we're talking light accumulations on the order of maybe an inch, maybe a little bit more. And again, they're going to see the level of cold like we are going into the second half of the weekend and early next week.
All right, he's meteorologist Mike Ryan with the National Weather Service in Indianapolis. Mike, thank you so much for the time and the insight. As always, we appreciate it.
No problem, John. Take care.